The odd emoji can express all of our emotions quite adequately. But Lauren loves to call. And that is why I knew something was up when she sent a text asking me and Sarah to meet her for dinner. "What do you think she wants?" Sarah asked as we trotted dutifully down the street, right on time. "Why did we have to come out tonight?" By the time I got on the tube, I'd run through every possible scenario and had settled on a kidnapping. Instead of finding her in the restaurant, there would be a sinister man with a random scar, stroking his beard at the bar and demanding £1 million by midnight. Otherwise, he would start chopping off her fingers and sending them through the post. Maybe he would FedEx them. The post was a bit unreliable. "No idea," I replied. No need to worry Sarah about the kidnapping until it was confirmed. "It'll be nice to have dinner together, though. I feel like I haven't seen you in weeks," which was a really polite way of saying, "I haven't bloody well seen you in weeks, you massive bastard. Aren't you supposed to be one of my best friends?" "I've been busy," she said, not even an attempt to make up a lie. I'd half expected her to show up with a baby bump, but I was relieved to see she was rail thin as ever. Well, not relieved, obviously. No one is ever relieved to see their skinny